The contenders are Bear Creek attorney Robert Gerald Lorge, Milwaukee area car dealer Russ Darrow, Dodge County construction executive Tim Michaels, and State Senator Bob Welch of Red Granite. On health care, they hold similar views. All support either buying pools or some form of medical savings account to control health costs, and all back the president's policy limiting federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. The candidates consider destruction of otherwise discarded embryos from fertility clinics to be wrong and unnecessary.
I am 100% pro-life.
I'm pro-life and proud of it. I'm 100% pro-life. I'm the most pro-life candidate running.
The last comment comes from Lorge, who believes stem cell research holds potential to help cure disease, but isn't sure to what extent.
All research holds promises, just like politicians who promise the world and deliver nothing. We have to have research based on morality and not just ethics.
The Republican candidates say research should be limited to adult stem cells or those taken from umbilical cords. Tim Michaels claims 99% of all stem cell research can be done this way.
Only 1% of stem cell research today is required to be done through embryonic stem cells.
The only people who make that argument are politicians.
That response comes from Andy Cohn, who works for Y-Cell, which controls the stem lines first isolated at the UW-Madison. Cohn says the scientific community thinks both types of stem cells are needed because each is used for different purposes. U.S. scientists who want more federal money for stem cell research say only a fraction of the original embryonic lines are usable, and that other countries are taking a lead in efforts to find potential cures to disease like Alzheimer's. They persuaded Senator Russ Feingold and also a number of Republicans to ask President Bush to change his stance on embryonic stem cell research. But Wisconsin Right to Life is pressuring politicians to keep the policy and has endorsed three of Feingold's opponents, Executive Director Barbara Lyons.
We're confident that President Bush's policy is working and that there's no need to go any further. And we do not believe that federal funds should be used to destroy human life.
On that issue, all four Republican candidates agree. But business executive Michaels breaks from the pack and sides with the Democratic incumbent when it comes to prescription drugs. Both Feingold and Michaels say the government should allow citizens access to cheaper medication from other countries. West Bend car dealer Russ Darrow disagrees. So does State Senator Bob Welch of Red Granite.
If we took every single pill that's shipped to Canada right now, it would supply Florida. So what we can do for the other 49 states? So that is a very simplistic and kind of knee-jerk reaction.
Welch says one answer is to get drug companies to provide cheaper drugs to U.S. pharmacies. The incumbent, Russ Feingold, says the government should be allowed to negotiate lower prices for Medicare prescriptions, just like it does for the Veterans Administration. Political analysts expect a spirited U.S. Senate race for Feingold and his opponent. The GOP will choose his challenger in a primary September 14th. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.